Hush, hush, sweet Charlotte.
Starring Big Fatty.
Hush, hush, sweet Fatty. Yes!
We have to have like a Reader's Theater segment at Pride 48.
No, hush, hush, Big Fatty. Yes! Hush, hush, for the love of God. Hush, hush.
Push a vase over on him. It'll be great.
Moose head. Big moose head murders. Oh, God, this is going to be a long show.
Well, we won't be on for 3 weeks. It'll be perfect. It'll balance out nicely.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Hush, hush, Big Fatty. Yes!
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2430. Hello, right? The 12th of May, 2017. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I got some more haikus, and a few more shows have signed up for Pride 48.
Yes, buddy.
Is for the million things she gave me. O means only that she's growing old.
She's growing old.
T is for the tears were shed to save me. H is for her heart of purest gold.
Purest gold.
For her eyes with love light shining. R means right, and right she'll always be, always be. Put them all together, they spell mother. A word that means the world to
Mother's Big Fatty, that's spelled M-U-T-H-A. Well, for some people, it's the same difference. Yes, Big Fatty. hi, everyone. I hope you're right. Day is going well, y'all. It's Mother. It is Mother's Day weekend, and as Big Fatty has offered every year, I am more than happy to be your mother. Remember, call your mom and them, or, you can call Big Fatty. And yes, because it'd be lovely to have lots of Mother's Day cards, calls. I noticed that you hadn't had any deliveries of the C's candies or anything yet, not yet, but, it's Mother's Day is not until Sunday. So, yes, Big Fatty, I'm sure it's like the check. It's in the mail. Yes, Big Fatty.
It's Baron Frosty and Dr. P's haiku contest. It's Baron Frosty and Dr. P's haiku contest. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and call, email, or comment on the Big Fatty online website with haiku about what Big Fatty means to you. A haiku is 5, 7, and 5 syllables. I'll give an example in a moment. It's Baron Frosty and Dr. P's haiku contest. Whew. Boy, that's a job. Hey, here's my example. Big Fatty is this. And, y'all but just lovely. Thank you for calling. Oh, and here's my example of a cackle.
That makes me want to cackle. Y'all, that of course is old Digga, and Digga, thank you so much for the totally original, never used before bumper for the haiku contest. Y'all, just remember, it's about halfway through the month, and it's your chance to win a $50 Amazon gift card. Y'all, had several more come in. Y'all, we had one from the former Flopfo. I believe she's the Dowager Flopfo now. Big Fatty. And it says, he likes the big run Dancing with the Stars also. He is the fat one. Big Fatty, that sums it up pretty well. It's true. Y'all, thank you so much, Flopfo. Just lovely. Lovely on that one. Y'all, here's one from the Laughing Buddha, official spam ambassador of the BFO. And his is Big Fatty's Short Week is quite a vulgarity. Everybody poops. Ready? That is just... It's too close to the truth. It is just too close to the truth. And I think that... Was that it? I think that's it. Yo, Miss Bacon. Miss Bacon put out a little reminder to everybody saying, waiting for you all to submit your haikus, then I will. Big Fatty, we love it. We love it if Miss Bacon would get her haikus in. So, y'all, there's your motivation right there. If you want to hear Miss Bacon's haikus, you better get them in. Yes, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, and y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today, y'all, it's a continuation of that e-letter I got from the Brian in the J-Pan Mexico. Big Fatty, we love the Mexicoans. And we didn't get a chance to get to the second one. We were talked about Poodle being a cakeaholic on his first question, but the second question is, Big Fatty, have you ever owned anything that wasn't from the Ford fine family of cars? And first of all, Brian, this is an excellent question, and there's a two-part answer to this. The first part is I've never bought anything but a Ford vehicle. However, I was in high school. I had a couple of other cars. One was some sort of Pontiac something. I don't know what it was, but I was car number three in a 5-car accident. So that one went bye-bye. Big Fatty. And then I had another car. It was a Plymouth Scamp. S-C-A-M-P. Big Fatty, is that like, was it covered in garlic butter sauce? No, that's scampi. Oh! Well, that's very different. Why would you have a car covered in garlic butter sauce, Big Fatty? Silly. Just silly. Yeah, see, y'all, we've had two more shows sign up to participate. Y'all, the Starboard Power Coupling podcast has signed up, and that Stick It With a Poke has also signed up. But y'all, there are other shows out there that we hadn't heard from, like that Amarins or the Angry Panties. The Blime Time, I understand, not going to happen. How about that Catching Up? Big Fatty, Mike's in Oakland and Joe's in L.A. Wouldn't it be lovely if the Daily Purge came back? Or Don't Quit Your Day Job? Or the Flat 29? Let's say, Big Fatty, you just going to run down a list? The Gay Life of a Country Boy? Big Fatty has not spelled C-U-N-T. Or maybe that Georgian Atlanta or the North and South. Maybe Hello Nessa. Wouldn't that be lovely? Oh, how much do we Love. Ink blind and confused. It's all about me. Y'all, you know, if ink blind and confused and come back, maybe that last ovation little show would come back. Or Midwest Matt and Musing Mark, maybe they could come back and do a tag team. Or the Pink Wing Nuts. Or y'all, the shit. How do you spell that? S-H-Y-S-C-H-I-T, I guess. Or that Vera Speaks. Big Fatty, that's asking too much. Or the Took and Beanie. Or Mr. Tim Kumal. Gussie, y'all, I just thought of two more while I was thinking about like, that occasional fag, or maybe that Timmy Sims. Oh, Big Fanny, we love Timmy Sims and Lexi. But anyway, but that's not what we're celebrating now. Y'all, we have a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal this weekend. Y'all, it used to be on the East Coast over there in that Washington, D.C., and y'all, he has moved. He's moved to the left coast, out there in the San Diego. Yes, Big Fatty, and he loves the sports ball. It's true. Y'all, and Big Fatty has met him, I think, a couple of times out there in the Lost Wages. And y'all, he's just one of the sweetest people you'll ever want to meet. Big Fatty, and he's kind of vulgar sometimes too. Well, you know, we won't get into it. Big Fatty, okay. But anyway, y'all, it is that mean king, Big Fatty. Anyway, y'all, if you happen to see that mean king on the Twitty, or the FaceSpace, or Big Fatty on the Grin Doctor, or those other dating apps, y'all wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he is able to find a big old candle to blow. I mean, and I hope he gets a big old piece of... I hope he has a lovely, just a lovely piece of devil's fruit cake or something sweet, you know, a glazed donut or a big fatty. Now I have gone and gotten vulgar, just a vulgar, happy birthday, Mean King.
Happy birthday. Cruise update.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all. I was over on the WWW on Hump Day night, and y'all, it is official. It is official. The cruise that Granny and Durwood and Big Dick and I are going on is officially. It's officially sold out, y'all. Sold out. There's no room in the inn. Big Fatty. I'm just looking over here. Cruises. That's the Amsterdam to Barcelona. Sold out. I'm going to ignore that, y'all. It's going to be just lovely. And it's kind of nice that it's already sold out. But, y'all, they still haven't... announced their pre and post cruise packages, so I'm not quite sure what's up with that. So I'm glad we went ahead and got our reservations for the Aeroplano, which we all know is Mexican for Aeroplano, and for the hotels. So we're all set and ready to go.
Welcome.
Yeah, I guess y'all, I'm just going over here to the mailbox and see what I got. Big Fatty, it's all Pride 48 registrations. It's true. It really is. Let's just see here. I have got, I've gotten something from, y'all, that Joe in Dallas. I had asked a while back. I wonder what he thought about, was thinking about the dancing, and he wrote me back and said, "Oh, a Big Fatty, did he really say that?" No, that was me. That's what is that? Yo, that's some beef stew. No, it's not. It's pot roast that I made in the cracker pot. Joe in Dallas said, "I was convinced that Heather Morris was a shoe-in to win the dancing, but now I have to vote for Normani and Val Sharma Kakalaki." Big Fatty, I knew that there was a reason that we like the Sharma Kakalaki brothers, Max and Val Sharma Kakalaki. And y'all, I honestly, they're down to the, I think they're down to four now. And y'all, I honestly think the football player has a very good chance of winning. So, Joe, thank you. Thank you for your opinions there. And Big Fatty, what have I done now? Big Fatty, we don't know. I've lost the e-letters now. What did I do? Oh, here we go. Y'all have got something here. From Northeast Straight Boyfriend, Dan. You know, yesterday he called in and I didn't understand why we was playing that song. He says, "Silly figs. The only reason I use that song is because it's called Daniel. That's my name, Big Fatty. The obvious just it's just sad. It's just sad." And y'all, then I found very interesting. He says, "Fun fact, with the coupon this week, you're up to $2,473 total spent since the beginning of 2016. Big Fatty, how much did you save? I don't know, but y'all, that doesn't sound like, well, Big Fatty, and then he says, "Talk to you soon." Big Fatty, did he say love you? He did not. Big Fatty, he's on the list again. And something I got in the e-letters also. Y'all, do you have the Cane's, the Raisin Cane's chicken fingers in your area? Y'all, well, on Sunday, if you buy a free combo box, you get a free combo box for free. Big Fatty, and they say, you don't have to tell mom that it's free. Big Fatty, and y'all, for my hat arena, y'all, I sent her a box of cookeries and a can. Oh, Nick, I see. And y'all, it's not just any box of cookeries, y'all. It's from Schmackeries up there in the New York City. New York City! That Patrick Plain probably knows all about it. Schmackeries is spelled Schmackarys. And y'all, I got the Mother's Day flight, I think is what it's called. So y'all, they're on the way. They're supposed to be delivered to the Hat Arena later today. Big Fatty, that sounds just lovely. Y'all, at the beginning of today's show, you heard the kids from over there at the airplane show, and Seda, by the time you get around to listening to Big Fatty's For Right Day show, what do you say?
Hush, hush, Big Fatty.
Yes! Oh, Big Fatty, everybody says, oh, thank goodness it's the weekend. Hush, hush!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.